Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We're asking a question, and I'm freely admitting that it's not even really that much of a genuine question, because I think it's based on a faulty premise. Do the 49ers pass the eye test? Well, I don't think that this is the 49ers. Then again, I could answer it a different way and also say, what part of winning games, when you're not at your best and you're losing with 3 minutes to go, division battles, one of them on the road, what part of that is not a compliment? What part of that is not part of the eye test? I know what you think you're saying. I know you want dominance. I know you want Steve Young and Joe Montana to Jerry Rice and 55-10, and we're just squatting on people, and that's what a Super Bowl champion looks like. That's not possible right now. I don't think that that is even the 49ers. Maybe it will be. But even if it is, it's certainly not possible right now. So what part of we are completely ravaged by injury, ravaged by some things that are circumstance, both within games and not. You got a kicker out here bonking things off of bars, kicks getting blocked. You're on the road for the first 2 weeks. You have a backup quarterback. Your star tight end goes out. You're meeting your receivers pregame every day. What part of then succeeding under those circumstances is not some sort of a passing of an eye test? Like, to me, that's amazing.
Depends on how you look at things. And the way you're laying that out reminds me of having a round of golf. And I'm a 15 handicap, which means I probably am going to shoot 90 if I have an ordinary day at the office. And there are some days where you start out with three straight pars, or maybe two pars and a bogey. And on one of those holes, you make a 45-foot putt. Another one where you hit a bad shot and it hits the rake next to the bunker and kicks 8 feet from the pin. It's like, oh boy, that really went my way. And I'm not that good of a golfer to where I'm going to start out with three pars a lot of the time. But when you start out with three pars, you take it. And I'm looking, Mark, at the first game and the third game. Because New Orleans, I do think that you were in control of that game for the most part. But go back to week one against Seattle. And Sam Darnold has a minute 34, and he leads you all the way down to the 8-yard line.
Yep.
Second and four from the 8. They need a touchdown. And, oh, boy. Jackson Smith and Jigba beat Renardo Green for 41. Huff goes offside. They're down to the 9, and you're thinking, oh, God,
yep,
they're
going
to find a way to lose it. And then Nick Bosa comes in, force a fumble, recover a fumble, shrug it out, you win. So that was a moment where you needed to make a play, and you made a play. And before that, there was the Tonjes catch, of course, which gave you the lead. And then against Arizona, similarly, third down, you need somebody to get a stop, and they decide to pass it, and Upton Stout gets his arm in there, and it stays in there, and he pries that thing out. You get the ball back, you get a field goal, you win. So is it luck? I don't believe so. What it was to me was a game in the balance, and your defense, which is the better of the units, they came through big time. Nick Bosa in the deep red zone, inside the 10, you had to have a play. They made a play. And Upton Stout, they cannot get a first down there. If they do, they're going to kneel you out and you lose, and they made a play. So could they be 1-2? Absolutely. If Nick Bosa doesn't make that play and they score and you lose, it's plausible.
Yeah,
it's more than plausible.
Of course.
And if, you know, Zay Jones holds on to that ball and then they kneel it out and you're 1-2, yeah, you could be 1-2, but you're not. And for me, it doesn't mean that you are not 3-0 worthy. You're 3-0 worthy because when you had to make a play, you made plays.
See, that's how I would answer when someone, because you'll hear this a lot right now. This is fool's gold, or this is not real. This is a fake 3-0. And my answer to that would be, I get where you're coming from, but factually, no, it's not. It's not fake. In fact, it's the only thing that right now is real. Our projections for January are fake. That's yep. What's fake. How the hell do you know that Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, and Jordan Love won't all be hurt in January? You don't know that. Matt Stafford's back might fall apart. Jimmy G might be the quarterback of the Rams by next Thursday, in fact. That is all possible. And by the way, Mac Jones could be the quarterback, or Adrian Martinez, or whatever. I have no idea. Those are the things that are projections and not reality. What's reality is 3-0. That's reality. And you can say that it's a house of cards. I would argue back and go, again, I get where you're coming from. What you're basically saying is it's not sustainable like this. And I'll go, I agree with you, but they don't have to sustain it like this. In theory, I think it's doubtful that they're going to have to play the whole year without Brock Purdy and George Kittle and Juwan Jennings and Brandon Ayuk and DeMarcus Robinson and Nick Bosa. Yes, Nick Bosa. That's the one we know. But outside of that, the idea that this won't sustain, cool, you win the argument. They don't have to sustain this. The only thing that's real right now is 3-0. That's actually the only thing that's real. And I hear a lot of people say that's actually, it's fake. It's built on fluffiness. And it's like, it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
It's not college football. Your style and strength of schedule do not matter.
And I always say that you are what your record says you are. And right now, you're 3-0. And if you want to look at the eye test, have you been 3-0 dominant of your opponents? No, but it doesn't matter. And you can go out to Jacksonville and you could play your best game of the year and you could still lose to Jacksonville. Or you can play another kind of like offensively lopsided game and not do what you need to do and not be very good in the red zone, which you haven't been, and not being able to run the ball, which you haven't been able to do. And you could beat Jacksonville 18-17 on 6 Eddie Pinheiro field goals and you could be 4-0. And we can come back on Monday and we could talk about how, oh boy, this team is yet to really, you know, dominate, and Grandy's grades can be B's, C's, and D's, but you're 4-0. So it doesn't really matter in the NFL, especially. You are in the NFL what your record says you are. Kansas City last year won 11 games that were one score.
Yep.
And 2 years before that, Minnesota won 11 one-score games. And so you can win these one-score games and wind up as the one seed. And if they're the one seed, I was thinking about this earlier. If the Niners find a way to, you know, haphazard, yeah, you're not that good.
Just,
all right, 14-3, whatever. You're the one seed.
Yeah.
So you get a bye, and then you'll play the worst of the other teams.
Whatever's remaining.
You'll be favored. And then in the next round, when you have to play in the, I guess that'd be the conference championship game, mm-hmm, you might be underdog, but it would be at home.
Everything will be. So will the Super Bowl, by the way.
Exactly.
If the Niners get the one seed, you can go ahead and drop shop and set it up right there.
Open up shop.
Yeah, yep. You don't need a suitcase. You're here for the rest of the year.
And so I guess my point is that it doesn't automatically mean that you'll be the best team, you know, cooking with gas going into it, but you will be home and you will have a huge advantage, even though you might be doing it with smoke and mirrors.
And I would not project that they are going to be the one seed. But again, it doesn't matter because, in fact, like, I think we're having an evolved conversation that's similar to the one you and I had about Mac Jones leading up to New Orleans. And you and I saw it very, very differently. And to remind people kind of where that conversation came from, because I found it to be an interesting one. You believed in Mac Jones, right?
Yep.
You're like, I expect him to win this weekend. And my response to that was like, I can't tell you you're wrong, but I just don't have any idea why I would know what to expect. All I know is that when I've watched him play quarterback before, it wasn't very good. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't very good. How does it look with this group? I don't know. People will go, oh, but it's with Shanahan. And I'm like, right. And there's no Kittle and there's no receivers. And so and you're on the road in what I'm told is a difficult place to play. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to be awful. I just don't know how I can say he's going to be good. So now let's do the Niners. It's the same thing. What we're basically talking about collectively here is, do you believe in the Niners? And my answer was, I don't know how the hell you can even answer that. These aren't the Niners. They're this week's Niners.
Right.
They're last week's Niners. I don't expect them to be the Niners all year long. And even those Niners, all that they were missing, those Niners had Nick Bosa. And the next Niners won't have Nick Bosa. So I know it's cliche and maybe annoying a little bit, but when coaches say it's a week-to-week league, my God, it is. So what do I expect from the Niners? I have a healthy, better than 50-50 expectation that they'll beat the Jags. That's as far as I can go.
That's right.
I don't even know who the quarterback is this weekend. They were both limited today in practice.
And to your point, like, these are the Niners. Whatever they have for week four, this is the Niners. And so we can think about the Niners, and we can think about Nick Bosa. Well, he won't play. Brandon Ayuk, well, he hasn't played. DeMarcus Robinson, he hasn't played. George Kittle, he's going to be out for probably two more games, if not longer. Juwan Jennings, he might not play. We can go all the way through all the names and all the people, but at the end of it, these are the Niners. If it is Mykel Williams and Yetur Gross-Matos in Niner uniforms, well, that's the Niners. And if it's McCaffrey and it's Garendo and Robinson, whoever else, that's the Niners. And so ultimately, in football especially, whoever you have available for that day, that's who you have. And so these Niners also have Shanahan and Robert Saleh. And I'm hoping that they aren't going to be on the injury report, because they are.
McVay is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Because
he ripped up his leg.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Still going to coach it out next Thursday.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
And was it Brian Daboll who also got run over? Some other coach got absolutely run over.
Oh, no. It was Washington.
Oh, thank you, Dan Quinn. Quinn. He got smoked.
Quinn was bleeding from the nose right away.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, he got crushed.
Yeah, he did. And so, you know, ultimately, the Niners are whoever they can put out there on Sunday. And if it's good enough, then you'll beat Jacksonville. And if it's not, you'll try again on Thursday.
Like, check this out. Listen to this. I thought this was interesting. Manti Te'o. You remember Manti Te'o now, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's had an interesting life. But anyway. Yeah.
Former boyfriend of Lene Kukua.
Yes, also known as Air.
Whatever, I pulled the name. I'm proud of it.
Really good job. Really good job.
Thank
Almost
you.
Almost frightening, to be honest
totally.
With you. Why do you know that?
I don't remember.
Like, we can't remember Dan Quinn's name, but you're like, Lene Kukua.
I can't remember which BART station I parked at today.
By the way, Lene Kukua, is she the inspiration for what you say when you lock a pick in?
Kukua. Kukua.
Anyway.
Nakua.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you.
Too much.
Yep. Too much. Too soon.
Anyway, Manti Te'o was on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network. And listen to what he said about the Niners. This is interesting.
Do you think it's we kind of pass over them because we're used to them being good for so long? Do we know that for the past 15 years, 12 of those years, the NFC West was represented in the NFC Championship. Out of 7 of those 15 years, they've been in the Super Bowl. So could it be that we're so used to these teams out of this one division being so good for so long? I also think that talking about the LOB, talking about the defenses and the offenses, all those highlight plays from the 49ers, mm-hmm. could it be that they're not as fancy now? And because they're not as fancy and vocal, people don't really talk about them. I think when you look at this division, it's a division that's going to continue to be playing in the Januaries. They're going to be playing late into the playoffs. I just think that from a media standpoint, we see shinier objects right now. We don't really look at the record. We see things and topics to talk about. So I think it's multifaceted where they've been good for so long. And I think there's just shinier objects elsewhere.
You nailed it, Manti. A lot of us, we prognosticate football based on the past. It's why I would argue a lot of you think the Chiefs are going somewhere this year. They might. They may become better. I've watched all 3 games. Yes, their 2 losses are to quality opponents, both 3-0. I'll acknowledge that. Their win was against 0-3, an absolutely awful team that they had a hard time shaking. Whatever. They're fine. I'm not saying that they're suddenly a doormat, but I look at their first place schedule, and I look at their roster, and I look at the way they're playing, and I think to myself, that's not going to be good enough. They could change. I'm allowed to be wrong. But if you right now think the Chiefs are going somewhere this year, it's just because of habit. It's my take. It's because of habit.
Well, habits and names, yeah. Too.
What's right? That? Yeah, absolutely.
Like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
It's why Florida and Notre Dame and Oklahoma and Alabama and Georgia are always ranked in the top 15 at the start of every college football year. People just look at it and they're like, yeah, you don't even know who their players are. You have no clue what the hell that group's going to do. But tradition tells you they're up there. So you go with it. I think it's the same thing with the Chiefs. And to Manti's point, we kind of do it with the Niners. We're downgrading this group because they don't look as fun and as dominant in this moment as they have been in recent years.
But ultimately, like Herm Edwards would say, you play to win the game. And if the 49ers are playing to win, they're not playing for fancy eye-popping stats. It would be great if they could, but right now with what they have, they're managing it, and they can't really run the ball. They've had a backup quarterback in 2 games, and now you don't have your edge rusher. So you look at Jacksonville, and you figure out, all right, either quarterback who's going to play probably won't be at 100%. Juwan, we don't know. We won't have Kittle. So how do you go about scheming it up and playing to just win the game? You're not going to win this game 48-7. I would predict.
Right.
You're allowed to.
Yep.
You also could lose 48-7.
You're allowed to.
But if you're Shanahan and Saleh, you're trying to figure out how to win like 20-19.
You're just trying to figure out how to win.
Exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.